I am going to speak in English today. I'm glad I didn't have to speak in French. At least. I would like to continue to read the letter to Ephesians today from chapter 3, verse 14 to the end, 21. Let's pray before we go into the passage.
一言お祈りをいたします。
Is it okay to pray in Japanese? This part. Is that okay? Sorry.
お祈りは日本語でさせていただきたいと思います。天のお父様、今日もあなたの人々と恵みによって愛する兄弟姉妹と共に、またあなたを求める人々と共にあなたを礼拝することができますこと、あなたに賛美を歌い、そしてあなたの御言葉を通してあなたと語り合い交わり共に過ごすことができますことを、主よ、心よりありがとうございます。どうぞこの時を、主よ、豊かに祝福して、私たち一人一人のこの魂をあなたの霊で満たしてくださいますように、また私たちに必要な糧を豊かに与え、しよう、私たちがあなたのしもべとして福音に仕えるものとして、この一週間新たに帰宅ともすることができますように、どうぞ豊かに整えてくださいますように。今日この礼拝に帰宅とも来れなかった方々もおられるでしょう。風邪をひいている方がいるということもお聞きしました。しよう、どうぞそのような方々を特に憐れんでくださって、癒し慰めお支えくださいますようお願いいたします。これからのひとときをすべて御手にお委ねして、愛する主イエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。 OK, so Ephesians chapter 3, we read the firstpart Paul of Ephesians chapter 3 last Sunday, and that was about Paul's work or Paul's service or his purpose that was given by God. And the last half part of chapter 3 tells us about his prayer for his work and prayer to Ephesians and Gentiles. Paul was called by God to serve also gospel. But not only him, but also we are all called by God to serve his gospel.But how we can do that? Maybe some people like, yes, I can do it, I want to do it. But not all the time. Sometimes we realize that we are so weak and we are still sinners. We are forgiven by Jesus, by cross. But we are still weak and we are still sinners without God's help and without prayer, we cannot accomplish our purpose given by God. So Paul prays. He prays a lot. He even prays in the letters. So we'd like to take a look at his prayer today. Chapter 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. For this reason, I bow my knees. I just talked about prayer to children, and I asked how many times do you pray in a day, and my question, how do you pray? Do you bow your knees when you pray?
this passage is not telling us that we have to bow down when we are praying. Some people can't do that because some people have a sore, right? Sore knee. Pray. Maybe Oishi-san right now has a sore knee, and even if she wants to, she always pray on her knees down, and she's praying for the service, but she can't do that today because her knee is so sore, and we are not going to blame for that. You should bow your knees when you pray. No. Paul is not talking about that, but he bowed his knees to the Father, and this reflects his faith and his heart, and his attitude towards our Father, the God in heaven. We think we are strong. If we think we can do it by ourselves, when we think this is what I did, I don't think we are going to bow our knees. But if you know, if you realize your weakness, or if you have experienced helplessness or hopeless, or if you have experienced the time that you felt, oh, I can't do this anymore, I'm so useless. And if you have ever felt that pain, that kind of pain in your heart, those people will come to the Lord. And even before they are asked, they will bow their knees to the God. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verse 9 to 14, this is a famous story. The Bible tells Pharisee people who come to pray to the God. One was Pharisee. He said, I am so good. I'm so glad I'm not like the tax collector who is just doing something behind us. And he was so arrogant. Is that correct English? Arrogant? Common? Arrogant? But the tax collector who was playing way back behind him saying that, I am so sinful. And God said, I have no right to come to you. Please forgive my sin. Then God and Jesus said, who do you think get the righteous from God? Not this Pharisee, but the tax collector. When we pray, how about our heart, our attitude towards prayer? When we pray, sometimes we are like, God, I'm praying this about this for such a long time. Why you don't listen to me? Sometimes I get angry about God. Why you don't listen to me? You should listen to me. I'm praying this hard. And we forget to bow our knees to God. The prayer that God's looking for is not the prayer that satisfies the people who listen to it, or even satisfy the God. God is not forward expecting us to pray with beautiful words to make him happy, you know. God, you are great. You are so great. I praise you. Not like that. God wants us to pray from bottom of our heart. Psalm 126, verse 5 to 6 says, those who sow with tears, those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Term is who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. I just read this passage in Japanese too. ここだけ日本語でも読みますね。涙と共に種をまく者は、喜び叫びながら刈り取ろう。種入れを抱え泣きながら出ていく者は、束を抱え喜び叫びながら帰ってくる。I believe we pray every day, but I'd like to think again when we pray. Are we bow our knees to God when we pray? God is not expecting you or asking you to pray him with the word he might like all praise. We shouldn't pray something private, but we should pray some praise, not like that. But God wants you to pray from bottom of your heart and bow knees to him. I just like to move on. Chapter 15. From whom the whole family, chapter 16, that he would grant with according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So here is the content of Paul's prayer. This is what Paul prayed about. He prayed for Gentiles, or maybe for us too. And his prayer was, and his request and his wish was that our inner man to be strengthened. But what does this mean? To be strong in inner man. To be strong. This doesn't mean to be tough guy. Tough man, like at heart brave, or you have a strong heart, like you don't get heart attack. Even if you go to the haunted house, and you are okay. Oh, I'm not scared at all. I'm not scared of ghost. I'm okay. Not like that. I hate haunted house. I can't go in. But Paul is not praying that we have, you know, strong heart like that. Or you are so tough, and even if you have no friends, you feel nothing. I'm okay. I myself, I'm okay. I don't need any friends. I'm so strong. I can live by myself. Paul, I'm so tough. I have a strong heart. I have an iron heart. Paul is not talking about a heart like that. The strength in the inner man, a strong heart, strong spirit, he's talking about comes from God. That is faith and confidence in the love of God that was revealed through the cross of Jesus Christ. Sometimes do you have confidence in the love of God? Sometimes we lose it, right? When we failed, we think like, oh, maybe God does not love me anymore. He hates me. Or some bad things happen in your life continuously. You might think, oh, God does not love me anymore. We lose confidence. But Paul wants us to have strength, and that is revealed through the cross of Jesus Christ, not what happened to your life. Some good things happen to your life, and you think, oh, I'm so loved by God. And if God we think, oh, God is not loving me anymore. No, God's love is revealed through the cross of Jesus Christ. And no one can change it. And this strength comes from faith in that cross and confidence from resurrection of Jesus Christ. The peace we have in that faith, from that faith. That's why Paul is insisting that he is praying that so that we can know about, from chapter 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and heights, to know the love of Christ. This is what Paul is praying. He's praying so we can understand, so we can have confidence in love of God that was revealed through Jesus Christ. And this is the strength of our spirit. Maybe we are. Maybe we can pretend, or maybe we can be like we are strong outer men, not inner men, but outer men. Maybe we can make it look strong by following the laws written in the Bible, or by praying a long time, and or just, you know, reading Bible lots. And we might be able to do that to show people that I have a strong faith. But if you don't receive doing things, the love from God, just on the outside doing things, and if you don't receive the love from God from it, eventually you will be burned out. It's same as a car. This season, car gets so dirty. And when you wash it, and on the way back home, it gets dirty again. It's so frustrated. So I don't wash it anymore until spring. But who likes car? Who likes car? Maybe Nathan likes car. And it's so much fun to pull for, and right? No? It's this is so beautiful, and no scratch, no dust, and go like this, and feels so good. You clean it, and it's shining, and it makes me feel so good. But how beautiful you polish and wash your car, if you don't put gas in it, it can't move, right? Can't move. You can wash it, you can polish your car all day long, and it looks like a brand new car, but it won't move if you don't put the gas in it. It can be like as a Christian, we can polish ourselves outside. We can polish. We can be like we are really good Christian. We can be so nice, and you know, I'm such a good Christian. But if you don't put gas in you, which is love of God, if you don't receive love from God, you can't move. You cannot do what God wants you to do. You need a gas. You need energy from God. And there is love from God revealed through Jesus Christ. And the last, how can we feel the open love of God? How can we do that? The car is easy. You just go gas station and open the door, and you can just feel the gas in it. But how about us? We don't have such a 便利な, sorry, in Japanese, convenient things. We don't have anything to put, you know, if you have a hole here and a God right here, pour your love, then it's easy, but we can do that. But how can we fill our heart by God's love? And I think Paul is talking about, praying about it, two things. First thing is chapter 16. He said, from whom the whole body joined and knit. I was reading chapter 4. Chapter 16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit. Holy Spirit. His spirit in the inner man. Through Holy Spirit. He was praying that our inner man, our spirit be strengthened through Holy Spirit. My question is, when you pray, well, even if you're not praying, how much time do we spend with God? How much time? And how much time do you spend in front of a computer or TV? We can spend hours in front of TV, or we can spend maybe hours. Maybe some people don't like computer, but maybe young people. We can spend hours in front of computer just surfing or doing something. But how many hours or how much time are we spending with God? Just only God. We come together here and have a worship service once a week, only once a week, and not all day, maybe like two, three hours. And how much time do we spend with God in our lives? Sometimes we say we are too busy. We are too busy to make time with God. But that time is what we really need. Of course, we need a time to eat. Maybe we need a time to watch some TV. But more than that, we really need time with God. And we need to be filled by God's love through time with God. As a pastor, sometimes I feel so strange. I try not to be busy, but I tend to work too much. Oh, this is the part you're supposed to laugh. I tend to work. It's so strange because I prepare the sermon and I spend the things like creating advertisement or doing website and things. I'm doing this for God. I'm spending a lot of time for the time is God. Father God, but one time I realized that I didn't have a time with God. I'm doing things for God, but I'm not spending time with God. I'm missing the most important part. And this could happen to anybody, not only to the pastors, but all the Christians. When Jesus visited Mary, Martha and Mary. Which one was the busy one? Martha, right? Martha was so busy. She was so busy and she gets so grumpy and she claimed to Jesus, why you don't say anything to my sister? She's just sitting there not helping me. But Jesus said, wait. Martha, calm down. Martha. There is so many things that you worried about, but actually there is only one thing that is really important, and that is spending time with God, listen to God. Of course, we need to work, you know. Well, please don't quit your work, you know. The pastor said the most important thing is spending time with God, so I'm going to quit my job today, and I'm just spend all day with God. I'm not talking about that kind of. We need to work. We have responsibility to family and to the society. We have a responsibility. And Jesus lived like that. Jesus also paid a tax. He worked as a carpenter, but at the same time, he spent a long time with God, a lot. That comes first place in his life, and we should do that too. Time with God, and that gives us energy to my spirit and soul. And that is first. And second, chapter 18, Paul says, may be able to comprehend with all the saints. He said, all the saints, all other brothers and sisters. We need to take time with God, the time that we spend with God. But at the same time, Paul is talking about so that you can know about the love of God with all other saints, with all other people, not only by yourself. You just stay in your room all day and just praying all day and you are satisfied. I'm so loved. Not like that. He wants us to be filled by God's love through Holy Spirit, but at the same time, through fellowship with other saints, all other saints, that is brothers and sisters in Christ. It is such a wonderful blessing that you have a fellow, you have a brothers and sisters who can pray for you when you cannot pray, who can help not be, and who can pray for you, and who can believe in God when you cannot believe in God. Maybe some people have experienced that, you know, I don't want to go to the church anymore and left the church for a while. But people are praying for that person. I have experienced that too. When I got baptized, I judged the people in the church and I stopped coming to the church. But I heard there were so many people who were praying for me in the church. I didn't pray while I was away from it in Christ. I even didn't think about God while away from church. But many brothers and sisters in Christ prayed for me. And through their prayer, the God's love touched me. And I could come back to the church. It is such a wonderful blessing that we come to the church and we have friends, we have brothers and sisters who can pray for you, who you can pray for. Chapter 20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, be glory according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. This is amazing. This is amazing. God can answer to our prayer beyond our expectation. Let us pray to this God.
する天のお父様、あなたの憐れみによって、あなたの恵みによって、あなたの愛に満たされて、私たちの命は魂は今日も生かされていることを感謝いたします。しかし、私たちは時にあなたのことを忘れてしまい、その魂が乾ききって、 ているにもかかわらずそれに気づかず、魂が死にかけている、死んでいるにもかかわらずそれに気づかず生きている愚かなものであります。主よ、どうぞ憐れみ許してください。人生の中に起こるいろいろなことに一喜一憂し、あなたの愛を疑い、あなたが神であることを疑う私たちをどうぞ許してください。主イエスキリストを通して表されたあなたの私たちに対する愛は決して変わることがありません。その愛に私たちの心がいつも満たされていますように、そこに平安と喜びと感謝と信仰を私たちが持つことができますように、そしてどんな時にもあなたを信頼し、その愛をもって人々に仕えることができますように、私たちを助け導いてください。聖霊様、今日は英語でのメッセージでした。言葉足らずのところが多くあったでしょう。しかし聖霊様、どうぞあなたがその欠けたる部分を補い助けてくださいますように、ここに集われたお一人お一人を豊かに祝福し満たしてくださいますように、すべてを感謝し御手に委ねて愛する主イエス様のお名前によってお祈りいたします。